Welcome to Hometown Glory, your Spurs and Culture podcast. I'm Rosa, and I'm delighted to be joined by Ash and Sam. I had a whole intro planned out, but I came back from doing my kids' bedtime to discover that we've drawn City at home in the cup and that our Romanian centre-back of dreams is on the verge of joining Bayern Munich. So that has torpedoed absolutely everything. But it means we get to discuss like breaking news right on this pod. Let's get into it. First things first, I came out and Ollie said to me, do you want the good news and the bad news? And I was like, we're at home. And that was it. That was all the good news that there was. We're at home to City. How are you guys? Like, because actually this potentially is not like the worst draw. I mean, it's pretty bad. It's not what I call a lucky draw, but it's not like the worst draw in the world. What are your thoughts, Ash?
I'd say it is the worst draw in the world.
Okay,
it's the
cool.
Worst possible draw that you can get, except being away at City.
Being away at Anfield, like maybe Anfield would be worse.
Yeah. No, you're right. Maybe Anfield is worse because we just never win there. Although I always had like really nice memories of like when we did get to the FA Cup semi-final in like 1995, we won away at Anfield.
Did we? I remember a lot, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember because my dad was like in the picture of the away fans celebrating the goal, and he was always like really like happy about that.
Like it happened, I've got proof.
Yeah, exactly. I was there. But it's not a great draw, but like we are their bogey team, and I don't know if we get through this, then our name's
anything's possible.
The cup. Yeah. That's it. So that's my positive outlook on the situation. We can do it.
Yeah.
You're learning, okay. Ash. You're learning.
I like it. Well, the thing is, this is like the two sides of Ash. It's like always a roller coaster, I think. Like, because sometimes you're just like, I hate this team. I hate all of our players. I hate this club. And then other times it's like, you know, we could beat City and then we're definitely going to win the FA Cup.
And that's just so, in the past like hour. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sam, last week you heard me predict that we were going to win the FA Cup. So I was really pleased on Friday when I wasn't like made to look like a fool immediately. But what are your thoughts on my prediction now?
I still think it's looking good. You know, like I obviously wasn't jumping for joy when I saw City get pulled out of the hat. But no, it's like that City game we've had a lot of fun with, particularly at White Hart Lane. Like everyone knows it's a broken record that, you know, they've not scored a goal there. And that, you know, obviously if you don't score goals, you don't win games. They proper hate coming to Tottenham, and so they should. I think that I was thinking ahead to what that atmosphere is going to be like. I think it's likely to be on a Sunday evening, just because of the way that the Premier League games fall. I doubt they'll put it on the Saturday, but yeah, Sunday evening. Yeah, it's going to be dark under the lights. I think that it'll be like a really, really spicy, proper Tottenham atmosphere that it'll feel a bit like a cup final. So, I think, yeah, we're going to be up for it. And yeah, you know, anything can happen, as we know, when we play City.
It is our trophy. You know, you say it's like a cup final, you know, to me, it is our trophy. Like we consistently beat, or at least don't lose, to the best team in the world. Yeah.
100%. So, and like Ash said, I think if we beat them, then yeah, it's game on. It's ours to lose.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm feeling good about this. I guess the only thing is that we will still be without Son.
Yes.
Does terrorize them.
Yeah. Although recently Kulusevski has also terrorized them.
True. Okay.
And he will be available barring any injury.
Tapping my table right now.
Yeah. See, the gift and the curse of me. So yeah, I don't know. Like Maddison should be back. Like you know, we should be like pretty much
Romero, Van de Ven.
Yeah, by then, barring Son, and then like any new centre back that comes in by that point. When is the
Oh,
game
why not?
scheduled for? Do we
I think
know?
it's in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's like the 27th of February or something, right? That weekend, 27th, 28th. So, Sam, you reckon it'll be the Sunday, the 28th?
Yeah, just
Yeah.
judging off of what a couple people were saying, Friday night would be a cracker as well, but I'm sure that they'll probably put it on the Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, okay. All right. This is not, so it's not the best thing that could have happened to us. It doesn't speak to a lucky run, ultimately.
No, but I
But
also feel that, like, in terms of like the squad management, we haven't really played any games this season compared to every other club, so there's no reason like not to go full strength in like any of the FA Cup games. So
yeah, completely.
we
Like, I
shouldn't be
can't believe
chuffed.
that's even been a conversation, to be honest, where people, I mean, I
Yeah.
guess, people sort of, I heard, before the Burnley game, people talking about, like, oh, maybe Ange's going to play Fraser Forster. Maybe he'll even play Dyer. It's like, no, or start Brian Hill. Like, that's not happening. Like, we don't have any games. Are you
No,
crazy?
there's no reason, is there? And like, luckily, like he went, you know, there was a mini meltdown in our text group before the game that Forster might start, which like turned out not to be true.
Sorry about
Yeah, I think the fact that like he did go full strength, like, and showed it the respect that it deserved, like, yeah, it was great, and like we needed that team because we only just got over the line, so.
that. We really, really did. Okay, so actually, do you know what? Before we get into weird transfer meltdowns and roller coasters, let's have a quick look back at that Burnley game, because there's not really a lot to look back on, I guess. You guys were both there. I don't know how much either of you remember about it, given subsequent events, because Sam, you were sort of celebrating your birthday, and it was also Hometown Glory Tom's birthday. So Ollie was out that night as well. I feel like many, many Spurs friends were out that night, and it seems to be a reasonably big one. So I don't know if that game has been like obliterated from your minds now.
Oh, yeah,
Or
it
if it
had
was
to,
just
because it was quite a boring match. So we did our best to just like forget about it. I was actually quite shocked how quiet it was after, like out and about. I thought like everyone would be out and like pubs were kind of a bit dead.
I mean, it
But in
was like
terms
the
of,
3rd of January or whatever.
yeah, I'll give everyone a break. But yeah, in terms of the game, it was, yeah, largely forgettable, apart from obviously like the one moment of brilliance, which like did not belong in that game whatsoever. But yeah, we just did our job, and we had so many chances to like to win that game. And I have to say, like, the chance that Burnley had at the end,
Oh my God.
where
No,
the
thank you.
keeper
No,
came
thank
up,
you. Yeah.
yeah, I was like on the floor at like that point, because it looked like the equalizer was going in and we were like going for a replay, which we definitely don't need. But we
Also, they
listen.
didn't want it either.
No one wanted it. No one wanted it. But no, listen, we got through, and like I was with some people at the game, and someone who had seen Spurs win the FA Cup remarked that when they had seen us win, we sort of muddled through the early rounds and then sort of turned it on and like won the cup. So listen, maybe that's a good omen
I love
for the
this. Is
fans.
what we all need to hear. Yeah, because it wasn't. Yeah, Sam did. That's amazing. Someone who actually re remembers us winning the FA Cup. God, what a dream. What, Sam? Do you, before we talk about Pedro Porro, do you feel like anybody put in a good performance, particularly, or was it a real slog from everyone?
Yeah, it was a pretty tough watch, I think, for the most part. I don't think we were terrible. I think, like, again, there was probably a bit of an overreaction, and fair enough, like it wasn't a
An
great.
overreaction from
No,
Tottenham
not from
fans.
us, surely not.
I simply don't believe you.
No, but it wasn't a great performance. I'm not going to go out there and say we looked like prime Barcelona, but like we did create a few chances, and I saw some mad stuff saying that we didn't deserve to win. We definitely deserved to win that game, but we just didn't create enough chances to score sort of three, four, five goals. We weren't red hot on it, but I think when you take someone as good as Son out of the team, who we've relied on for goals all season, and leadership, then yeah, it's going to have its effect, and hopefully it was just a game to sort of let everyone get used to how things are going to be for the next few weeks at least. But in terms of
What,
good,
just really hard work?
yeah. In terms of other good performances, I think that I was just like, yeah, watching back some of the highlights in that. I think like Johnson did particularly well to create the chances that he did coming in off the left. I know he's been copping a bit of heat, but yeah, I think any other day if he strikes the ball a little bit more sweetly, then that it lands in the back of the net. And same goes for Richarlison. I thought that he did well to create the sort of half chances that he did. He was getting loads of stick from people around me as well, but like, I don't know what they're expecting with him shooting outside the box with his left foot. But yeah, not too many brilliant performances, I think. Yeah, I think actually, the standout for me is was Emerson. I thought he
Okay.
was super tidy, very good on the ball, really really comfortable in defense. But for me, other than Porro, would have been man of the match.
Wow, that's quite a. Actually, I feel like maybe I have heard other people say that. That feels like quite a big shout. Ash, does that please you? Because you're also quite a fan. Well, no, I don't know if you're a fan of Emerson, but you support him.
Yeah, I do support it. I kind of support anyone that like the Spurs fans shit on,
Yeah.
except because I'm leading the charge there.
I know
But
you are. I know
I
you are.
thought
We'll have a
Emerson.
conversation about
That's a separate podcast series. But no, I thought Emerson was really good as well. I actually thought he stood out, and he sort of, I don't know, there were a few like lapses at the back, and I thought that Emerson sort of sweeped them up with ease all night. So I thought he was really good. The midfield was pretty good. I don't know, like Bentancur played really well as well. Like obviously it was probably just him getting back to like fitness, so we haven't even seen him at 100% yet. But yeah, he it was like a joy to just like watch him again. He's just such a brilliant player. And
Phenomenal.
yeah, Johnson I thought was incredibly frustrating, but I think it will come. He got a lot of stick where I was sat, along with Richarlison actually, which I thought was unfair because Richarlison's scored like in consecutive games for a few weeks, and like the first sign of a dodgy game, everyone was on his back. But that's the nature of football fans, I
I
guess.
think that's the nature of like the Richarlison discourse, actually. I was thinking about this today, and I feel like the goalposts really get moved on Richarlison a lot. So it's all, it's either don't expect too much from him because he's never kind of scored more than like 12 Premier League goals in a season. But then, oh, he's come to replace Harry Kane, which he kind of did. He didn't come to replace Harry Kane, hope, we needed another striker, but like Harry Kane is literally irreplaceable, like, and it's absurd to think otherwise. And then it's like, okay, so the expectations get reset, but then he starts still scoring again, and then everybody's like, but he's never going to be good enough, he's never going to be Harry Kane. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like
Yeah.
we keep doing this ridiculous dance about him and we can't appreciate anything about him.
Yeah, and I think what it really like boils down to for me, and everyone's got their own opinion, is that we've just been spoiled for like
Yeah.
years by having like such an unbelievable striker. And Richarlison is like no worse than like most of the clubs in the league have. Like if you actually like look at his like scoring and like assist record like this year, he's like up there with like really decent players. And it's only like, he's outscoring like I think pretty much all of the Arsenal forwards. And
Yeah,
like
he is.
he
It's
is.
mad to think about that debate that obviously since the Liverpool game last night, was it? He's yeah, outscored and assisted, I think, all of their front three. I think Saka's got more assists maybe, but they're all whinging saying that they need a killer and that they've fallen off the top. But there's no way I'd trade any of their, number nines between Jesus and Nketiah for Richarlison at this point.
I can't believe you wouldn't take Eddie and Nketiah. Crazy times. Yeah, I think this is it, and it's also he's on a par with kind of every other striker that we've ever had as well. Like before Kane, it was all
Yeah.
10 to 15 goals a season. So he was just, Kane was a phenomenon, like, and is one of the best players in the world and is probably like the greatest striker in the world.
Same
Like,
thing for me as well. Sorry, I
yeah.
think my internet did a dodgy thing. Frustrating thing for me as well is that he. If we were all collectively to get behind him, the amount of like proverbial piss that would boil in the league, because everyone hates him. He's a bit like the Lamella that you know, if he's not yours, you absolutely hate him. So yeah, football aside, I'd love for us all to just back our little shit house.
Yeah, because also he's like a shithouse, but also a really lovely dude. And those are just two great things, right? The Johnson conversation is just going to be one that's just going to go on and on for like at least this season, isn't it?
Yeah, but again, like the numbers that he's putting up aren't bad. He's basically assisting like every other game. And I think he's also been incredibly unlucky in terms of the goal return. I think I just off the top of my head, like there's a few games in which he's like hit the woodwork where he could and should have scored. And if those go in, he's looking at like 4 or 5 goals as well. I think Johnson will actually come good and be like quite terrifying because he's like speed.
I think
And
so too, yeah.
I guess he's played what, like 10, 11 games on the bounce. And the plan was probably not for him to play that many games, but it just turned out that Maddison, Solomon, Perisic have all like been injured for a long period. And I think with Ange, he really likes to rotate these players like after an hour or 70 minutes. So I think what we'll see now, especially with like obviously we're about to sign like a new striker in Werner, is maybe like Johnson will still get games, Werner will get games, but they'll just be rotated more and more, and like we'll just like run these teams down over the
Yeah.
course of the game.
And the
So
thing
I
is,
think him.
we don't have a lot of games, but it's like every game is like 100 minutes now.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
actually, and this is what Andrew was doing at the beginning of the season, right? He would take off Maddison and Son after like 70 minutes, and obviously he just hasn't been able to do that since everybody broke. So it would be great to be able to see that again, because especially with like a younger talent like Johnson, you just don't want to see them run into the ground. Like I think, like it feels like Arteta is doing that with Saka, to be honest. I mean, I don't care, but just noted.
Yeah, no, and it, but it's a really good point. Like Saka is what 22. I think Johnson's of like a similar age, and yeah, I think sometimes, yes, like they need rest and
They
they need to be like
do.
looked after. And I think yeah, Arsenal have become so reliant on him. And like I watched the Arsenal Liverpool game, and like he had an absolute stinker, and he's been playing badly for a few weeks. So yeah, I think we just got to be patient. Like Son was absolutely dreadful in his first season and
Yeah,
like won
he
it.
nearly
Oh, so.
left.
Yeah, Bale was like good but not great when he first came. So
Yeah,
I think let's be
didn't win a
patient.
game for like,
So I know it's like we're really bad at it, but I think we do have to be patient. And I really like him. He seems like a nice kid as well. And I think he'll come good.
he does, and he spoke very nicely in his post-match interview with the true man of the hour, Pedro Porro, who scored the only type of goal he will ever score, I firmly believe, an absolute fucking galazzo. What
Rocket.
a hit. Was it right in front of both of you? Or
Yeah,
to the side of you, Ash, right?
I was in the posh West Upper for one game.
Oh,
Well,
nice.
the tickets were for £25, so that's why. But yeah, it was in front of Sam.
Yeah, I thought it was going to smack me in the face, to be fair. Like that, because it dipped down so aggressively. Like the trajectory of when it leaves his foot, I was basically running for cover. And then yeah, just smashed the side netting like yeah, an absolute missile. It was pretty special to see. I think like everybody around me just in disbelief for like a split second. Because yeah, was not expecting that. Sort of came out of nowhere because we won the ball back. Well, he won the ball back himself, did it all himself really, didn't he? And then just took like a couple of touches and just smashed the thing. Unbelievable goal. Yeah.
That's his first of the season, right?
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's like his assists are pretty high. Isn't he like our top assister or something like that?
Think
Close
he's
anyway.
right up there.
And it just seems like he should have had more, and maybe now that will come, but he loves it, man. He's like he honestly only scores like crazy brilliant goals. And he has, it's really well deserved, I think, because he has been that one player really in games where we've been quite bad, to kind of keep pushing and to keep pushing for something. I think he's done that in like maybe like the West Ham game as well. So I feel like it's always like the situation is always live with him. Do you know what I mean? Like it could always turn into something.
Yeah, and he hadn't he would you know he played the biggest part in the like last minute goal against Liverpool, and I think across the season I think he's probably been one of the standout and most consistent performers. So yeah, the goal is like massively overdue, because he scored quite a few like in the first sort of 4 or 5 months that he came, like from January. So yeah, I really love Porro, and I think like at the beginning of the season, I felt really stupid because I was like, oh, can we play with like Porro and Destiny as like wing backs? And Andrew's just like, yeah, fuck it, they're both gonna play, and he was right.
You
So yeah.
speak for a lot of us. Yeah, definitely. We were just like, this can't happen. And Andrew went, no, actually, I think you'll find it can. So,
Preparing us to have no defenders.
oh my God.
Yes.
Before we get into that, let's just give another moment because you did mention Bentancur earlier and he is working his way back to full fitness, obviously. But like somebody put together a little video of what he did during like during that Burnley game. And it's still absolutely fucking magnificent. And captain for the day as well, which was really lovely. I like that we were all thinking, who could be captain? Will it be Kulu? Will it be GB? And Andrew's like, no, this is our guy because he really deserves it. And this is what it means. And he's worked really hard, everything that he suffered for 18 months. And we're going to recognize this. And we were all like, sure, that's why you're in charge.
That was mad as well, because like he really downplayed the who was going to be captain on the night during the week. They asked him who's going to be captain, because your captain's away on international, and your vice captains are injured or suspended. No, just injured, Romero, not suspended. Yeah, sorry, Dan. And yeah, I just thought it was really nice the way he said that for Son, where he was like, no, he's our captain. It's sort of trivial whoever it is on the night, but then came out and said those really nice things about Bentancur. Yeah, just I
That's
don't know why
like actually not trivial at all. It's really
no,
important.
I don't know why it surprised me at this point. Every time I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's our manager. This is amazing.
Yeah.
It's nice to see for him.
And like, stop saying the perfect thing at the perfect time. Challenge impossible. Okay, so would I feel like we're done with Burnley? We got through it. A couple of people did good things. And oh wait, do you know what? I do have to just take a moment to mourn GB.
Yeah.
After my loving tribute to him last week, he hobbled off, and God knows how. And he's done his hamstring as well.
Yeah. But you made a very good point, was that it was very in keeping with GB in every sense that he like waited until Van de Ven was back.
He's just the most responsible guy.
Yeah. Which was great. This is great. So it's fine. We're good. Van de Ven's
It's true.
back. He'll
Thank you
slot
for your
in.
service.
Yeah, and Ben goes for a rest. Maybe he goes to just support Son
Yeah, that'd be
the Asian
nice.
Cup. Yeah,
Yeah, he
best
deserves a
mate.
break. Yeah, that'd be
I think
very
it's
cute,
worth
actually.
mentioning what Billy said last week, is that how can we have, nanotechnology and all these things in the world, but we still have our footballers doing hamstrings and ACLs. Let's get together. Let's put some money into it, guys.
Yeah, it's genuinely pathetic. Like, honestly, what are FIFA doing with all of their like dodgy cash? Come on. Right, let's move. I think we should move into the transfer window before we then look ahead to United, because that may or may not be affected by what is going on. We've got one transfer done and dusted, Timo Werner, late of Chelsea, before that Leipzig, and then after that Leipzig again, right? He's like was there and
Yeah.
then back again. 6 months loan with like an option to buy, right? With not very like a pretty knockdown price. Are we all part of like the Spurs group where everyone kind of laughed about it initially and is now and has spent like the last few days just going, it's fine, and it doesn't. Like he's a really good fit and it's like no risk, so let's just go for it. Or do we have like more positive things to say about him?
I woke up very hungover from Tom's birthday drinks, and I thought it was a mistake. And it turned out not to be a piss take. And then I sort of had to digest it for a few hours. And I actually think it's really smart. Like, there's little risk, like, Son's away, so we need another option. And also, we just need to rotate. And it looks like Brian is going to go, is the room. So,
Godspeed, Brian, but
yeah.
I think we're done with it,
And
Brian.
he's just pretty useless,
Yeah.
sadly, even though I like him.
God
And
loves a trier, but we just need a bit more from you.
absolutely. And then, it's the Euros in the summer. And, Nagelsmann, who was manager of Leipzig in Werner's first spell as the Germany manager, is on, like, I think he's in Germany, the Euros as well, right? So he's going to be desperate to, like, get in the squad and impress. So I don't think it's bad. And if he does well, we've got him for a knockdown price. So I'm kind of into it, actually.
And he's pretty rapid, right? We're just going to be like running at defenses the whole
Yeah,
time.
but can't finish very well, which is
Well,
but yeah.
that is our club. Yeah, I don't I'm not mad at it. I will say this, when like the rumor sort of became fact, I did I messaged friend of the pod Caroline as like the only person I know who like watches the Bundesliga with any regularity, and I was like, how are you feeling about it? And she was just literally like, why always me? So she was like, if you're frustrated with Richarlison being offside, just get ready for a whole new level.
Well, we sat in the stadium for years watching Defoe,
This is
and
it.
nothing will top that. So it's fine. I've had a lot of experience for
I feel
this.
comfortable with this now. Oh, and as an aside, because Ollie and I were looking this up earlier, what's the maximum number of league goals Defoe ever got for us in any one season? Do either of you know?
18?
It's 15. Or is it 18? Now I've just said that confidently. We literally looked it up earlier, and now I've made myself look like a right clown.
That's
Not for the
if,
first time. I think
but
it's
even me saying 18 feels low,
I
which is
know, but
crazy.
20 goals is actually, because 20 goals is really hard in the league. That's the thing.
But again, like, I think the Kane thing has just, like, warped my judgment of, like, what's normal, because he just, like, puts up stupid numbers all the time.
Exactly. I think that's it, basically. This is like we're back to sort of normal stuff. I'm pretty sure it is 15. Now I've said that. Whatever. Someone can correct me later.
I'm feeling good about
Good.
it. Back to the
Get
momentum.
us back to the actual
Yeah,
heart of the
sorry.
matter. Thank you, Sam, while I'm just
Yeah,
rambling.
it took me sort of an hour to go from why to it's Werner on the dance floor. Yeah, so I was, like, fully on board after Billy sent that one through. But I think he will fit the system pretty perfectly. I think, like, sort of stuff that you were talking about before, Ash, about us, like, running out of steam, and it's going to be unreal having somebody that is that rapid, not only in attack but on the press as well. Like, imagine if you've got Son, Johnson, Werner, and you're a defender, and there is just no respite. Those three guys that will be some of the quickest players in the league, running in behind you. It's going to be pretty dangerous if it's Bentancur, Lo Celso, or Maddison playing those balls through. RIP the rest of the league.
And the other thing is, he seems genuinely like keen to join as well.
Yeah,
Like
took
that
me
whole
2 minutes
thing
to
of like
talk
it
that
just,
phone call, apparently. I don't know if
yeah.
there's any truth to it, but yeah, I think if he's excited to do it, and obviously he's got gonna have a huge point to prove, to the world, and England and Chelsea. Yeah, I think that there's enough motivation there for him to do bits.
I'm down with it, to be honest. It's actually more, I feel slightly more excited by it because I'd kind of just forgotten that we did really need another forward, or that there didn't seem to be any other rumors about any other forwards. So when this one popped up, I was like, sure, sounds good. Why not? Like, who else is out there really? Now, what about, I feel like we should all just be like checking the latest. What is the latest on Dragusin? Is he, we were
Well,
close, and then it was like,
the Ben Jacobs tweet from 9:06. And so this is just over 30 minutes ago, is that Spurs still told Spurs a front runner despite new buy-in interest, and that he wants a Spurs move and advanced talks continue. So yeah, now I'm happy again, and Levy shouldn't leave, which was not my position 45 minutes ago. But yeah, by tomorrow morning, he's probably going to be like next to Harry, taunting us.
Dan Kilpatrick's just tweeted like an update, which is there is no update.
Cool.
Neither club has agreed a deal with
With
Genoa. So,
anybody. Okay. So,
yeah,
yeah.
so it's
Nobody's in agreement.
He tweeted an update, which was that there was no update. Brilliant.
That's basically me summarizing it. Yeah, he's like Bayern are attempting to hijack the deal. That's a great football cliche, isn't it? Hijacking a deal. And yeah, neither club have an agreement, so everyone go to bed.
Okay.
Cool.
Or alternatively, just wait up for the latest updates. Your
Stay up all
call.
night. Sleep deprivation. Could go on days. Could go on till the end of January.
And
Literally.
listen, they're probably actually one way or the other, I'd rather this deal was just like done. Do you know what I mean? Let's just like let us live in peace.
Yeah. It's fine, Emerson at Old Trafford. He'll be okay.
Sure, why not? Why not?
Be
Our
fine.
record there, our record at Old Trafford is pretty bad, but it's not as bad as it is at Anfield or Stamford Bridge. So there you go.
Yeah, I think we could win all three games, bizarrely. There's
That
just
is
something,
really
yeah, there's
bizarre.
just something about, yeah, it's bizarre. There's something about this year that's just a bit different. And I don't know, I guess the referees in the Liverpool away game are going to be insane.
Yeah, oh, we're getting nothing out of that. Like, if we do win, it will be because they can't not give
We're
it.
going to have to score about 9 goals to win that game. But yeah, I think Emerson will be okay. He's going to have to be, because this guy would have to join tomorrow to make the United game, I believe.
Oh, really? What, literally, as in to be
Because when
registered and
is the
all of that?
game? Saturday.
It's
Okay,
Sunday 4:30.
so maybe there's
So
a day or two more. But yeah,
yeah,
we've got a little bit of
they
time,
do
but yeah.
need time to like get him registered and bits and bobs like that. It always takes a bit longer than you think. You can't just
Learn his
leave him
teammates'
on
names.
the pitch. Yeah,
Hi,
what
come
car
on.
am
It's
I playing
football. Like, he stands there, you stand there, run.
in? Easy peasy, mate.
Exactly. That's totally how it is. Okay. So basically, we don't know. But it seems like we've got like another option if this one falls through, right? Anyway, this French dude, Loic Badé.
Oh, the Sevilla centre back. My only sort of issue was earlier, I thought about, was that like everyone was like, it's fine. We didn't want Van de Ven. We wanted the other defender, and we're happy with him. But then I was like, but Radu is Van de Ven, because the first guy we wanted was Tadiba from Nice. We couldn't get him. So let's see. And then let's talk again today about Lloyd Kelly, I think, from Bournemouth, because
Oh
he's
yeah, of
off
course.
contract in the summer. And he's now fit as well. So maybe that will like
So
materialize.
it ticks all of the boxes.
Yeah. So yeah, he's out of contract, which is like the main thing that we look for in a player. And
And if they're fit, it's better. It's not necessary,
he's
but
just come back from a long-term injury. So what could possibly go wrong?
yeah, very true, very true. I mean, I'd be down with. I just feel like at this point, we need another defender, because I was like, we've got GB and Mickey's coming back, but now we don't have those things. So, but we do have Mickey. So,
Yeah, and Ashley Phillips has just gone out on loan today, so he's not around either, which is a shame. So,
Isn't it mad how a transfer window will make you like instantly fall in love with a player that you've never heard of? And like, I watched like 5 minutes of YouTube highlights, and I'm just like, we need this guy. He's amazing. He's incredible. And then
yeah, and then tomorrow, if he signs for Bayern, you'll just be like,
the
he's.
anxiety.
Well, no, you'll just re-watch those videos and be like, but I see him making a mistake here and here and here. And actually, he wouldn't fit our system at all.
He's not actually
Yeah,
that handsome.
exactly.
We were all high on like Gift Orban about 6 months ago, and like he's never been spoken about since. So
I had genuinely forgotten his existence.
Yeah, there you go.
He had a stinking start to the season as well, didn't he?
He's just been completely rubbish, and it would have been a huge waste of money. So there you go.
Exactly. See, upsides to absolutely everything. Okay, so given, even despite whether we get this guy or not, right? He's probably not going to be ready for United. What do we think the lineup is going to look like, Sam?
It's just, I think the only thing to consider is just whether, well, I guess Van de Ven has to be ready, doesn't he? You'd hope that he's
Yeah, he
got,
doesn't have a choice. Dirk
yeah.
Mickey, you got, like, we don't have anybody
Like,
else.
imagine if he isn't ready though, and like plays and gets injured. Yeah, I don't want to will anything into
You
existence. But
can't. This is what Billy said last week. You simply cannot will any of this into existence. Whatever's going to happen, it doesn't have anything to do with us. It's just, it's the universe, it's the football gods. Whatever will happen, will happen.
very true. So that being said, Porro, Vicario, Porro, Emerson, Van de Ven, Udogie, and then in midfield, Bentancur, Lo Celso. Who's going to be my third in midfield? I don't know. Come
Kulu,
back.
Kulu, Kulu.
Yeah, Kulu, but. Oh. I
I
guess
mean,
if Werner is done in time, then maybe he starts with Johnson and Richarlison.
I think that's the team that starts as well.
That's what I want to see. It's
Yeah,
very
I think.
scary, but like, but we don't do well when Ange gets sort of conservative anyway.
Yeah, I think he tried that at like Wolves, and it just
Yeah.
like failed miserably.
Yeah, and that was about timing and all the rest of it. So to be honest, he may still need to do this, like if Werner's not ready or whatever, to start. So there may need to be some sort of move, like moving pieces, and maybe Højbjerg does start. But like, if Werner's ready, that's what it is, right?
I think so. That's like my prediction
Mm.
also. I've gone with the same team. And yeah, I was going to say it's like an element of surprise. It's not, because like he played it for 2 years and was pretty rubbish. But I just think like that pace against like United could be like devastating. And I don't think Casemiro or Martinez will be fit in time, is
I
what I
think
read.
Martinez is fit, isn't he? Is he not
He
back?
fit. Let me check. Let me see if he's
He
playing.
was training last week, so
Was he?
he might well be.
I'm just gonna say it doesn't matter if Casemiro is fit or not because he is old.
Yeah, he'll get run off the park with
So
that one.
hopefully, yeah, he'll be destroyed.
Famous last words.
I know. I mean, this will be like the performance where he's like, "This is my final performance," or whatever. But you know.
Yeah, I mean, Martinez, they're playing now, and he's not in the squad. So let's hope that he doesn't make it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I would imagine it may be different because they're at Old Trafford, but based on what I saw when they played Liverpool, they were so Conte ball that I would imagine they'll sit back and try and hit us on the break. It may not work quite that well because I don't know if the Old Trafford crowd will sort of get a bit testy about that, but I would imagine that would be the plan,
Just such a
which
terrible
could
team.
totally work. I mean,
They're
it nearly
awful to
works against
watch.
Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool that day weren't really on it
No,
though, were
they were brainless, man. They had so much of the ball, but just couldn't do anything with it. But we are also missing our star striker, so.
they? Let's see, we went up there before, 3-0 quite recently. So I think
Did
we're,
we?
yeah. That was I think Lucas Moura scored one or two that day.
That's
But
ages ago.
I was gonna, yeah, that's not recent.
Yeah, our last win is COVID.
Seasons ago,
Like,
so
it's like the 6-1 COVID victory, isn't it?
yeah, I think
In
that's
front of
something
no
pretty
fans, yeah.
recent. See, COVID's done this to my football memories, that like it's
Yeah.
interweaved
Yeah.
years and seasons. Fair enough. All right, carry
It's been a
on.
while. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Predictions then. Okay. Since you're feeling positive, Sam.
Predictions. Look, I would happily take a draw up there, I think, just given how sort of pulled apart our side's been. But I still think we'll win. I still think we'll win 3-2.
Okay, Ash.
I'm going to say a draw. I've just got a weird feeling about this game, which is based upon nothing except that it's Old Trafford and them. So I'm going to say 2-all. We'll keep our run of scoring,
Yes.
which is like
It's
now
which
getting
is insane,
ridiculous.
right? It's
It's
like
getting stiff
31
now.
games or something.
Yeah, it's getting really ridiculous. I like
Because the
the
next number is like 13 games or
yeah,
something. Like the
It was like 11 or something, and I was like,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah, and also we'll set a record for new manager scored in the most consecutive games. And he'll take that off of Carlo Ancelotti.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, okay. So nil nil it is then. Now I think it'll be a draw as well, actually. I mean, I'm gonna go 1-1. Because I think probably both teams will miss quite a lot of chances.
Yeah.
But I would take that, to be honest. It's just a horrible game. I hate it. We've got a really rubbish record there. And although I will say this, Dan Kilpatrick was like, no, we're going to smash them. They're terrible. So I always like it when journos just are like actually like high on Ange Kool-Aid. It's really fun. So, just there's that to go with. Okay, I'm going to give a quick Spurs women update because they are also back in action this weekend. We are in the FA Cup and playing Sheffield United. So hopefully this will be a chance to see some of the new players. To be honest, I have no idea how Robert's going to line anybody up because I don't. From what I can gather, it doesn't seem like Olga Artanen or Evelina Sommerlin are back yet. I've been sort
Really?
of going through, but
They had a what, game behind the doors.
they did. Did they play? I was trying to find out about that, but
I've just seen pictures from it and all
yeah.
the
So I know
lines played,
all of
but
the
I didn't
new
know who they
players.
played.
So it was Charlton, I think. We
Okay.
beat them. So Charlie Grant and Matilda Vinberg and Shuang Wang all played. And we won, but that's like the only information. So I don't know
So
who else.
basically, back to the info we're getting in pre-season.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't know. We don't know how they set up or anything. So that will be, but hopefully we'll get to see some of the new players because Sheffield are in the championship, I'm pretty sure. It'll be an interesting occasion. One thing to note about this game is that a couple of months ago, one of their players, Maddie Cusack, died, and there's been a whole. Her family have actually. I don't know how long ago it was. I think, but there's been an investigation into what happened and sort of accusations of bullying by the manager there. And there's a good piece again by The Athletic, who I seem to be weirdly recommending every week now, in spite of everything I always said about them, by Daniel Taylor, which is pretty long, very well researched and very thoughtful. So I think while it will be very exciting to get back to the action and see all of our players and some of the new players, I think it could potentially be quite an emotional occasion as well. I'm not going to be able to be there because Ollie is going to be up in Manchester and I am taking my children to a kid's birthday party, so who knows what will happen, but obviously reporting back. Sam, are you going to be able to make it? Just wondering. Or are you going to? No, because that's the thing, it just clashes with everything. It's so
It
annoying.
passes. Yeah, I'm hoping to
Yeah.
be at Old Trafford, but
Oh, nice. Okay.
I haven't got a ticket yet. Any spare? Carry on.
Yeah, just shout out. Let's see what we can do. Let's
Just
see what we can
to
do for
mention as
Sam.
well, that article that you sent about that incident is actually like in front of the paywall. So we should
Yes.
share the link as well. Anyone can read it.
Yeah, we'll retweet it out. Thanks, Ash. Okay. Let's wrap things up with some culture. I'm going to start with you first, Ash, because you weren't with us last week. Do you have any more 2023 favorites to add, or just some stuff you've been watching, reading, listening to lately?
So I've been like blitzing like TV shows just over Christmas because I've just been like hanging around. And like the one
Nice.
that I got like weirdly addicted to in the last like week or two was this show called Kin
Oh,
on
yeah, the
BBC.
Irish thing.
Yeah. And it's a little cheesy. It's sort of like a mix between like Top Boy and like Gomorrah about like an Irish crime family. But like I really like that show. And there's like one season that's on iPlayer, and then I think like the second season's like out in the autumn, but it's already like come out on RTE, which I believe is like the
Yes, the
Irish channel.
Irish channel, yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean,
yeah,
I
it's just
presume they
like,
have more than one channel.
sorry, Irish listeners. I've never been to Ireland, I don't know. So yeah, I've just been listening to like that. Sorry, watching that. And then listening wise, I mean, like, I think Charlie or someone mentioned it last week, the album that I recommended, which was by this group called Pure Lines, and the album's called Signs. And it's just, yeah, I guess this like really ethereal ambient album, which I sort of took a break from listening to like all music over Christmas because I just like work in music and I was like, I
Yeah.
can't listen to any more music. And so I just listen to this every day and it's very
Nice.
relaxing.
Like a
So I
real
recommend
palate
it.
cleanser.
Exactly.
I like that. Okay, cool. Anything else?
That's all I've got for now.
Okay, that is more than enough. Sam.
Yeah, I have been partying with Ash, which was fun. No, I have been watching Yellowstone, a lot of it as well.
Oh my God, amazing. Like from the beginning, I have a friend who is obsessed with this show and I meant to get into it and then I've like completely forgot about it. Cowboys.
It's so sick. Yeah. It's like Succession, but cowboys and guns. I think that's like my one liner on it. It's really, really good television. I didn't think I was gonna like it as much as I did. And I sort of made up all these things that I thought it was gonna be about, and it just isn't that. Like it's set in the modern day.
But it has loads of prequels, right? That were
Yeah, so
like in the 19th
there's a
century and the early 20th and
Exactly. I'm not super sure how they all link together because I haven't watched. I started one of them, the 18 one. I'm not going to be able to get the last two digits right.
Just a long
But
time ago. Doesn't matter.
that was wicked. Like, I absolutely loved that. But yeah, it's like very complex because obviously you've got like these guys that are living on ranches, and then you've got like the Native American community that like they're sort of clashing but sometimes working together, and then you've got other outside sort of influences getting involved in there. So I won't spoil too much, but it's very, very good stuff, and there's like five seasons. You can really enjoy it.
Now this is this is Kevin Costner's in this, right? Because is this
Yeah,
Kevin Costner's one?
he's in like the early seasons, and I think there's
Because
some
there was
kind
a whole
of
drama with him and the
yeah.
producer, yeah, which is
Yeah.
like one of the only things I know about this show as well,
Yeah.
because I love a bit of movie and TV drama behind the scenes.
The other weird thing about it is that it's the biggest show in America.
Yes,
It's the most
it's huge,
popular
yeah.
show. Yeah. And I because I'd never heard of it. And then I kept like the name kept cropping up in like various like podcasts. I was like, what is this show? But now you've recommended it, I'm gonna like actually like dig in and
And
watch it.
the ratings are crazy as well. Like the I know it's not the way to judge every show, but like Internet Movie Database, like give it wicked scores, and like every episode, I'm like, holy shit, that was wicked. That was so good. Like we were watching one just before we started recording, and I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm gonna speak like a normal person on the podcast. So
Cool.
apologies for everyone that's listening.
Amazing. So you're
Where do
just
we
properly
find
shook
it?
by this. I love it.
It's on Paramount. And the reason that we got into it, because like I'd always just put it aside because we don't have Paramount. And then when I went on holiday recently, they had like the first three episodes on BA. So we watched them. We're like, great, now I need to go and subscribe to Paramount and give them all my money. But it's been well worth it. Really,
Yeah,
really.
I've actually got Paramount because I signed up to that for yellow jackets and then forgot to cancel. So maybe I'll
And they
actually
didn't watch
use
the
them
other
then.
yellow show.
Yeah, I think that's why for a while I was getting very confused, and now it's all clear in my mind. Did either of you ever watch Deadwood? This is my like annual, did anyone watch Deadwood question, because
No, I don't want to get in trouble,
it's
but
fine. No, like literally, but you are the reason that show got cancelled. No, you're not. It's because HBO is fucking cheap and it was a really expensive show to produce. And it's old now anyway, so that's all done and I'm not bitter about it. It's totally fine. But if you like that sort of cowboy or cowboy adjacent stuff, it's absolutely incredible. So, and that only ever ran for 3 seasons. And then it got like a wrap-up movie 10 years later. So
crazy.
yeah, and it was like made when like HBO was in its proper heyday and getting like all of the best people to do stuff. So once
Right.
you're done with that, like honestly, it's one of the greatest shows ever made.
Well, that's next on
So
the agenda then. I
all
didn't
right, I'm
realize
gonna.
I was into cowboys until now, and now
Yeah.
I'm gonna go quit my job and move to the South of America.
Yeah, but I mean, when you watch Deadwood, you will not get that vibe at all. But it still looks amazing. Fantastic. My culture this week was so end of the school holidays last week, and I went with my brother and we took my kids to the Globe to see one of their kid shows, and this one was Hansel and Gretel, and it was so fucking well done. Like we went and we stood, which is actually great for kids because they're not kind of trapped in these little seats, and especially my children who don't like to stay still, so they could kind of run around, and it's very engaging. It's just very cool when you see people who are all kind of do I, when you feel like they're doing their best work. So all of the actors are great, and it was written by Simon Armitage, who was a former poet laureate, I believe. And the sets are all beautiful, and they were using kind of masks and puppetry. Well, the costume is very cool, and they kind of used the stage and the setting in like really excellent ways. So strong recommend for just obviously that's finished now, but they often have stuff. And if you've got kids, don't be kind of put off by it all being sort of old and boring, because it's actually super cool and engaging. And the other thing is, Sam, you weren't on this pod back then, but Ash, do you remember like last year when I watched Spielberg's West Side Story and I was like, this is my
Yes.
favorite movie of all time? I've got a new favorite movie of all time, which is Three Musketeers Part One, D'Artagnan, which is so fucking good. I was got halfway through it and I was like, I already know I'm gonna love this movie with all my heart for the rest of time. Three Musketeers is one of my favorite books, and I love like every single actor in it. It's got loads of like fun French actors that I've always loved, and it looks incredible. And they've even sort of expanded the story to make it sort of a bit more interesting in certain ways and kind of broader to do with sort of religion and politics, which is very much, you know, my jam as well. So I've watched that. I love it to bits, and I can't wait to see the sequel, which I believe is out in cinemas now, called Milady. So yeah, I knew I was going to love it, and I'm super happy that I did. So that's mine.
Nice.
It's a
I wish I had that
really
out
good
then.
start. Really good start to 2024 for me.
So good. I'm stoked for it.
Yeah, I'm really happy for myself as well. And really happy that I got to chat with you guys this evening. Thank you so much. It's been a joy as ever. Ash, will you see us out?
Of course. Up the Spurs.